CBKRadioland.com presents The Legend of Sleepy Hollow by Washington Irving.
On the banks of the Hudson River,
that's in New York State,
lies a rural port called Tarrytown, where in the old days men would linger about the local tavern swapping tales.
Tales of ghosts.
And spooky things.
And a headless horseman.
Not far from this village, perhaps a mile or two, in a peaceful little valley, lies the little town of Sleepy Hollow. It is known to be one of the quietest places in the world. A babbling brook runs through it.
Babble, 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 babble.
And only the sound of the occasional bird.
Tweet, tweet.
Or woodpecker. Interferes with the tranquility of the little valley.
Tranquility means peace and quiet.
Now, some say Sleepy Hollow was bewitched, because even in the early days when the first Dutch settlers arrived, the townspeople were known to walk about in a trance and see visions.
Of ghosts.
And spooky things.
And a headless horseman.
Yes. The most popular and terrifying legend of all is the tale of the Headless Horseman.
Ah!
The Headless...
Ah!
The horseman was an apparition.
That means ghost.
Of a figure on horseback, riding along on his horse without a head.
Ooh!
According to legend, the horseman... is a ghost of a soldier from the Revolutionary War whose head was shot off by a cannonball.
Eww.
And he rides up and down the roadway at midnight, each night in search of his missing head.
Does he carry a torch?
I don't know.
If it's dark, he'll need light to see.
Well, yes, I guess he must carry a torch.
But how can he see anything at all?
What do you mean?
You said he's looking for his head.
Yeah, how can he see to find his head if he doesn't even have a head?
I don't know. He's a ghost. Anyway.
But ghosts have eyes, right?
Do you want me to finish the story or not?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Well, once there was a school teacher by the name of Ichabod Crane.
Ichabod?
What kind of name is that?
Ichabod Crane came to Sleepy Hollow from Connecticut in order to teach the children of the town. He was tall and lanky with big ears and a long nose. Hurrying around town with his long limbs and baggy clothes, he looked a bit like a scarecrow that had escaped from a nearby cornfield. Ichabod was a fair teacher, but strict.
Spare the rod and spoil the child, I always say.
And when he had to punish a misbehaving child, he would always say,
"You will want to thank me for it one day."
It was the custom in Sleepy Hollow for the townspeople to take turns feeding and housing the schoolteacher as part of his pay. Each week, Ichabod would stay with a different family. He had an active imagination and would often startle at the sounds he heard traveling from one farmhouse to the next late at night.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo!
Oh, my. What's that? Who's there?
Of all the farmhouses he visited, Ichabod was especially fond of one in particular. It belonged to a wealthy farmer who had a very beautiful daughter named Katrina Van Tassel. In order to spend more time with her, he offered to give her music lessons.
Ichabod really liked Katrina.
But somebody else liked Katrina too.
Yeah, Brom Bones.
Brom Bones was the complete opposite of Ichabod in every way. As Ichabod was thin and lanky,
Brom Bones was big and burly.
Ichabod was frightened at the sight of his own shadow.
Brom Bones was a daredevil who was always ready for a fight. That's how he got the name Brom Bones.
Ichabod tried to win Katrina's heart through music, books, and picnics in the park.
Ichabod, you're so very clever.
Rom Bones tried to impress Katrina with his good looks, big muscles, and tells of his bravery.
I've never met a man so brave and strong.
The two rivals tried their best to win the favor of the lovely Katrina. When news spread of a party at Mr. Van Tassel's house, Ichabod and Brom were both very excited.
It is a wonderful day indeed. If I can persuade Katrina to dance with me, she will be mine at last.
When Katrina sees me dressed up in my finest suit, she won't be able to resist my good looks.
Ichabod spent a long time getting ready for the party and did all he could to look his best. He even borrowed a horse from a nearby farmer so he could ride to the party like a handsome prince.
But sadly, the horse was an old, tired plow horse. Ichabod didn't look quite as princely as he had hoped.
Brom, on the other hand, looked like a hero as he rode to the party on his horse called Daredevil. Everyone turned their heads to watch as the handsome Brom arrived on his equally handsome steed.
Once the music began, Ichabod found his chance to shine. Music was his talent, and he was a fine dancer.
May I have this dance, Katrina?
Certainly, Ichabod.
Meanwhile, Brom was brooding in a corner, jealous of the attention Katrina was paying to Ichabod.
When the dance was over, the townspeople began to swap stories. And in Sleepy Hollow, the people like to tell town legends.
Of ghost stories.
And spooky things.
And the Headless Horseman.
Ah! When the stories began, Brom Bones saw his chance to gain attention. The room got quiet as he began his tale.
I saw the Headless Horseman just last night.
Ooh.
I was riding into town on my horse, Daredevil, when suddenly we heard the sound of a galloping horse closing in fast upon us. So Daredevil and I rode even faster. And then all of a sudden I saw him riding alongside us. It was none other than the Headless Horseman.
Ah!
But I'm not afraid of ghosts, so I challenged him to a race. Our horses galloped side by side, faster and faster we rode like the wind. Until all of a sudden he vanished right in front of me in a flash of fire and smoke.
After that spooky tale, the party abruptly ended. People said their goodbyes and started heading home. It was close to midnight as Ichabod left the party. All of the ghost stories he had heard that night were playing over and over in his mind. Every once in a while, he would hear a noise and jump with fright.
What's that?
The night seemed to grow darker and colder by the minute. He came upon the cemetery, and an old, enormous tree with knotted, twisted branches that cast spooky shadows in the moonlight.
The spooky tree was surrounded by wooded marshlands. Up ahead, a stream cut across the road, with a few logs placed across to serve as a bridge.
Ichabod grew more and more afraid. He kicked his horse to make him ride faster. To his horror, as he crossed the bridge, he noticed in the corner of his eye something large and terrible riding alongside him. Because it was so dark, he could only make out shadows, but he knew in his heart it was none other than the Headless Horseman.
Ah! Ichabod nudged his horse to gallop faster.
But the shadowy rider rode even faster.
As Ichabod turned to see what was behind him, the goblin rider hurled something at him that he felt looked like a head.
The object struck poor Ichabod and knocked him off his horse. Both his old borrowed horse and the demon rider continued riding past him in the night.
Next morning, old Gunpowder the horse returned to his master with no rider. Ichabod was nowhere to be found, but by the end of the day, the folks became worried and started looking for poor Ichabod.
When he reached the log bridge by the old spooky tree, they spied Gunpowder's saddle, muddy and trampled on the ground. Not far away, they found Ichabod's hat lying next to a large, shattered pumpkin.
Ichabod Crane was never seen in Sleepy Hollow again. The saddle, the hat, and the pumpkin were the only clues ever found.
Some say it was Brom Bones that chased Ichabod away, disguised as the horseman.
Visitors to the town reported seeing him alive and well in the city.
But there are those in Sleepy Hollow who still believe the headless horseman got poor Ichabod that night.
So, what do you believe?
We hope you enjoyed The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. Adapted from Washington Irving's popular public domain short story by Mindy Douglas, this script was originally performed by the PAC 93 Bears Cub Scouts of Oakmont Presbyterian Church of Hoover, Alabama. Our educational audio theater performance adaptation is a collaboration of CBK Radioland with Lightning Bolt Theater of the Mind and Captain Radio Productions. Providing production, technical, and acting talent were Cannonball Kelly, Karen Byers Kirby, Athena Summers, Brenda Robinson, and Richard Summers, as well as very special guest performances by Tanya Milojevic and Josh Price of Lightning Bolt Theater of the Mind. Script copyright Mindy Douglas. Nonprofit educational audio theater performance copyright 2017 CBK Radioland. All rights reserved. Sound effects courtesy freesound.org. Signing off now, I'm Captain Radio, wishing you a happy and safe Halloween, Audionauts, and reminding you, always, libero imaginatio!